I took that $100, I sold these five brick houses, and I said, well, that's $50 a house. And that just paid me, got me straight with the world and let me start over again. And what this farm had, the commission I got out of that, why I got my Christmas money. Mm-hmm. And it didn't take much then because we didn't have much, we didn't expect much. And so our children's in school age, and I always fool with horses. Mm-hmm. And I bought and sold some horses and cows, milk cows. I answer an ad that that's after I come off the farm. Now I lost the farm, and I'd see an ad in the paper where they wanted a horse for sale, a horse and buggy, or a cow and a calf, and I'd beat them up. I'd get up, I'd wake them up, and I generally always bought them. Mm-hmm. And I just had a knack for trading, and so I made it along pretty good. And then I got in this job with selling real estate. I kind of get myself caught before the horse. But anyway, I worked for him 8 years. Mm-hmm. And I owed on my house. I paid $67.20 for 4 years, never missed a payment. Well, when the depression come, I didn't know what I was going to eat. Mm-hmm. So my wife would get worried, and I'd sit at the breakfast table and look out the window, and she said, what are you thinking about? Oh, I said, I'm not thinking about anything much. Oh, yes, you are. I said, I know you are. I said, well, you just sit in a boat and let me do the worrying. And I said, here's what I told her. I said, I've always been honest, and I'm still honest, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. If it comes to the place I can't make it, my God, I'll take it. And I said, I don't think I'll have to do it, but I said, if it comes to that, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. Well, after that, as I said, I had a good cow. I raised this cow, and I brushed her with a horse brush just like she's a racehorse. And she's as pretty a cow as you ever looked. A man owed me $125 for her, and I said, no, I don't want to sell her. Mm-hmm. Well, when the building and loan, you know, Roosevelt was the greatest president in my life that I ever witnessed, bar nobody, because you know what he did?
What?
He's the first president of the United States that ever helped the poor man. The country was in a depression. He closed all the banks. He closed all the building and loans. Mm-hmm. Closed them. I mean closed them. In about 3 or 4 days, he opened it. Mm-hmm. They already planned through the Congress and said what they're going to do. And they said, we can't afford to let all these people that own these homes lose them. They're out of jobs. Railroad men had good jobs living in brick houses. You'd be surprised to see it, to know what he went through with. So I owed that $67.20, and I was about 10 days behind. And I called a dairyman out here, lived right back out here about a mile and a half, and I says, Purvis, I said, I got a good cow I want to sell you. Cave 3 weeks old. He said, well, David, said I, they're pretty cheap. I said, you come look at the cow. And he come and looked at the cow. Mm-hmm. He said, what do you want for? I said, well, I turned down $125 for her, but I want $85 for her. He said, oh, I couldn't give that. He says, you know the only reason I come over here to look at this cow? He says, of all the cows, and I've sold him quite a few milk mm-hmm. cows, he says, I never bought a cow from you in my life. It wasn't